All right. So for the senior warden report, I'm just going to briefly cover a few things. Some of you may wonder what we do. We meet monthly for the most part. And we typically we look at our ministry vision, our mission, and our execution with Bill. We have a rector's report every meeting, and he'll cover where we're at, where we're going, and what we have going on. We do a lot with facilities, with maintenance. We actually have a lease renewal coming up at the end of December of this year, so we'll be working that. So facilities, staff. We talk about staff, where we're going with staff. Everybody knows that Rick Wallace stepped down to go off and do Riverside mission this year. So we had a lot of responsibilities in working with Rick and working with Bill as we walked through that. And also as we expanded Eileen, who works in the office, her responsibilities in the office as we deal with our budget and collections and just everything to do with really bill paying and everything we have with the church office. So we're involved with the staff. We have a lot of unfinished business that we're currently working on right now. We're going through and reviewing our bylaws. We're looking at a fiscal year, whether we want to change the fiscal year from 1 January to 31 December to possibly 1 October to 30 September, looking at how we might do that. There are some implications to that tax-wise, so that's just one of the things we're looking at. Also, membership. Our membership right now says that if you are a baptized member and a pledging member, that you're a member of the church. There are some other things that it has in the bylaws related to membership that we're taking a look at, and we'll have more on that. A lot of that stems from the synod last year. I attended a seminar at the synod that had to do with membership that's being looked at by the diocese, and we're kind of waiting on how they're going to move forward with that, but that is something that we're looking at. Treasurer responsibilities. We had a unique situation come up this year with our treasurer. Because the job that they have is financial in nature, there was potentially a conflict of interest if they had control of monies. Typically, a treasurer has control of monies. So we had to go back and look at how we defined the treasurer's responsibility so that the treasurer for Redeemer, which is Joel Nichols, I'm not sure if he's here today, but I want to thank him and everything he's done this last year. But we had to look at what he does. He no longer controls monies. He performs more of an auditory function and helps us out with budget and also with tracking of dollars. The last thing, and probably our greatest responsibility that we have, is for managing the finances of the church. And so this has been a difficult year. I think everybody's aware that we had a budget that was built greatly on faith. And so we have walked through that, and I'm going to ask Tracy to come up now, and he's going to give us an update on our financials for this year.
No roll. Just 1 second.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here, and look forward to the opportunity to bring you up to date on things. We, of course, are, I think, did we pass out the, on the tables, the green sheets are the financial report. As he mentioned, Eileen has been a godsend the way she, we changed basically the whole office staff as far as how we pay bills and how we run the financials. And Eileen has done an excellent job. Joel has done a great job as well.
Eileen, would you please stand up, because a lot of people don't know who Eileen is. She's also the lovely voice on our recorded message now on our telephones.
So that has actually gone very smoothly. What you see there is, as Bill said, Joel Nichols then is the treasurer. And he gives us a more in-depth report, but also this report. And what you'll see is that we have been running, he mentioned we had a budget kind of based on faith, and we've been running behind budget all year. I don't know, I had this many gray hairs at the beginning of the year, but But it's actually caught up rather nicely. There have been two special gifts that were outside of pledging. And let me also say this. The vestry, the senior warden, we don't know who pledges what or who gives what. We get gross numbers. We do know that there were two very generous special gifts that were outside of pledging just the early part of this month. So if you look, if you say year to date, round that up, we're at about 600,000 in total receipts. We've already received in the first two weeks of this month about $78,000. So that brings us to about 670,000. So if we have a normal, or let's say the budgeted amount of giving of about 76,000 for a half month and then a full month, we then come to 784,000, which is about 10,000 below the annual budgeted amount, as you can see in the far right corner. So we have been running largely behind, but that grace and incredible giving has really caught us up almost to where we need to be. And of course, the holiday season is often a very good season for us. So we're very hopeful that we can get to about where, at least where we budgeted, and maybe fully cover the 30,000 deficit that we planned for. I've said this before, the last 3 years we have planned for a slight deficit in our budgeting, which I personally want to stop doing. But it's been a kind of 1 year, we actually surpassed it right at the end. 1 year we came a little bit below, and then this year it looks like we'll come right around it, we hope. So it's been it's not been as negative as we might have thought, but we do want to keep an eye on that and make sure that we're in good shape there. Now you've also probably, and I know you've got the numbers we just talked about, numbers are hard to follow when you can't see them, but let me just give you a pledging update. In 2016, we had 111 pledging families, pledging members, for about $586,000 in pledging. One of the reasons you've seen us kind of give a lot of reminders to get the pledges in is that this year we only have 96 pledging families for $431,000. That's about a $150,000 gap. In other words, our pledges this year are about $150,000 less than was pledged last year. 26 people who pledged last year have not pledged this year. Once again, we don't know who they are. We only get general numbers. And that is $158,000. So if we had roughly those people pledging, we would be about where we were last year. We have to get into the budgeting period here pretty soon. So those are the assumptions we're going to have to work off of, and that's how we're going to have to plan going ahead. It's one thing to plan for a possible $30,000 deficit. It's not appropriate to plan around a $150,000 deficit. So we're going to have to figure that out as we go through our planning period. So I guess the bottom line is, the people of Redeemer are very faithful. They take care of our needs. But this year we have some special challenges, which also goes to what Bill and Bill were talking about, the possibility of changing our fiscal year so that rather than kind of running behind all year and then getting our catch up, maybe we have our good period at the beginning of the year and then finish at the end of the summer. So those are the issues that we are looking at, and I'll be around if anybody has any additional questions, or at the question and answer period, feel free to ask. Thank you.
All right, thank you. It's very important what Tracy's been going over, and I just want to affirm what he said. We've been on a deficit budget for the last couple of years, and we've kind of looked very hard this year about how we're going to go about the budget going into 2017. It'll be with a lot of prayer, and so I would just encourage you, if you haven't submitted your pledge yet, please do so, so we can move forward with that. We've got to start our planning right away. We'd like to have a budget in place before we actually get to 2017. This last year, it lagged a little bit. This year, though, we intend to make sure we have something in place, and we want to make sure that we're true to Redeemer, what our mission is, and that we're faithful to the Lord. And I just want to, before Bill comes up and starts the next segment, something was said by Eric during the sermon. It really spoke to me, and then Bill went on during the sermon and said something about the battle that we're in. And Eric said that where he is, that you can't necessarily do church, you have to be church. A lot of what we are doing here at Redeemer is not only doing church, but we're being the church. And what we did last weekend when we had everybody come in for the Fall Festival was a sign of that type of being the church. And I think we'll see more of that. And I think it's important that we be the church, because if we don't go be the church, we will lose the battle. And if you have any doubts, look at the fact that you can't pray in school anymore. That many of the college campuses are really starting to push away Christian organizations and take on the Christian organizations, or even taking on roles they've never taken before that aren't necessarily Christian-oriented. I saw just this morning an article online that talked about a town, I believe it was up in Wisconsin, that has renamed two holidays of the year. One of the holidays they renamed was Good Friday. It's now the spring holiday. If we don't be the church, we will lose the battle. And I don't want to sound negative. God is in control. He is sovereign. And we know him. And we are hopeful because of that. But just realize that we can come do church, but we will lose the battle outside of the walls of this building if we aren't going to be the church. So with that, I'll turn it over to Bill.
Thank you. One thing I'd add to the pledging, if you're a regular attender and you're able to give regularly, but you're not able to pledge at this time, I don't know who pledges either or what amounts. If you'd be willing to talk with one of the vestry members or write a note to the vestry and just let them know we're going to continue, but this is a season where we are unable to pledge, just that we know that there's regular giving, that will help the vestry to be able to plan, the vestry and the ministry team. We want to be good stewards of the resources that we have, and we're thankful for all that he's providing through you, God's people. So I want to stop and pray right now for that process. Lord Jesus, all that we have originated in you. Lord God, we have nothing apart from what you have given us. I thank you for the joyful giving hearts that are so permeating this body. And I pray you would continue to help us to trust you as we wait for your provision. Help us to trust you as we commit to tithing and to giving offerings of our time, our talent, and our treasure when it's scary and when we can't see how one and one will add up to what we need. We trust you, Lord Jesus, first and foremost, and we submit to you. Guide us, we pray. Amen.